As a business leader, every day brings countless decisions. Some big, some small, some easy, and some you need to sleep on. Work with a banker who gets you, gets your business, and can help you make the right decisions to meet your goals. So you're not just navigating between choices, you're planning your success. Work with Bremer Bank, because understanding is everything. Put us to work for you today at bremer.com.
The best healthcare is there in ways big and small. There when we most and least expect it.
Are you okay?
We may not see it, but we feel it. It lets us know we're not in this alone. Everyone deserves a healthcare partner who never quits. One who's there for what matters. United Healthcare. There for what matters.
Want a healthier lifestyle, but how do you get started? Then stick with it by listening to the Fitness Revolution podcast with Shay Sandifer, of course. Your journey to greater well-being starts now.
Hello, how is everyone? It's called Shay with Fitness Revolution, and it is the last week of Women's History Month. And as we've been celebrating different women in the community and here in the Twin Cities, I have a special, special guest that I've had the honor of working with about 3 years now. And she's just doing amazing things. And we're talking about wellness. You know, I love to talk about wellness. And the biggest thing about wellness I think we forget about is that financial component, right? And the wellness for the Black and Brown community. So our next guest is, just let me read this, you guys, Executive Director for Association for Black Economic Power. In this capacity, she is assisting the organization in fulfilling its goals and establishing Minnesota's first Black-led community credit unit dedicated to addressing the needs of the residents who live and work and worship in Hennepin County's and residency. It is called Arise Community Credit Union. So this will be the first Black-led credit union in the state of Minnesota in more than two decades. We welcome Ms. Deborah Hurston.
Thank you, Shay. Thank you so much for having
me. Yes, really, I had to read it all for you today because this is amazing. Not only do you have a wonderful role as an executive director, but you're also been working, and I know behind the scenes, been working on to get this credit union for our community. Tell us about this journey.
You know, I'm gonna shoot to the end. I can tell you about the journey later, but we did it.
You did it.
Yep. So we're no longer working on creating Minnesota's first Black-led credit union. We got it. Yeah. We were given the charter effective. The charter is your license to exist. We were given that charter effective March 15th. Okay. Now, the journey began long before I came on board back in 2016. Right. So there was a group of dynamic community leaders from North Minneapolis. They came together, of course, frustrated with the current relationship that they were having with financial institutions in the area.
Right.
And they decided, rather than continue to deal with that situation, they would create a financial institution that would be sensitive to Black and Brown citizens and open to all. Okay. So they decided to establish a cooperative credit union. And again, this is 2024, the first ever Black-led credit union in Minnesota, and we are so elated.
Yes, and we need this, right? As we're talking about literacy and financial wellness, it's definitely a major component missing in our Black community, right? If you can't balance $100, you can't balance $100,000, right?
Absolutely. And you know, and I would be remiss if I didn't mention that that same group of community leaders on that list of things that they wanted to accomplish was to establish a financial empowerment center that would help people learn the journey of managing your funds, preparing for here and now, and for generating or creating generational wealth. Because at most of our kitchen tables, we're not sitting down talking about generational wealth. and how to leave the legacy behind. Well, the financial institution that they envision would help people do that. And so I am happy to say we've opened up the ABAP Financial Empowerment Center to do just that.
And I love that because it's more than just opening an account, right? It's we need classes. We need the whole family to come in and learn what it means to start the checking and savings, right? Investing, learn so they can learn about Roth IRAs, all this stuff, retirement plans, all these things that we need. And I think for the lack of knowledge, we get scared, right? And so we don't want to do this because we're like, well, we don't have $50,000. People will say, well, you don't need that much. And I'm looking forward to, you know, me being able to open those doors for people to learn.
You know what, Shay, I am so excited you brought that up, that word scared is huge because that word can stop you from taking that step forward. So what we're doing right now is providing or developing information so that when you walk into any financial institution, you're stepping in to power. You're opening up that door or understanding where you are financially and what they're looking for, because they may be a valuable resource to you, but you are an extremely valuable resource to them too. But you need to know it, and you need to know what that means as you're having those conversations. So we want to help people step into power when they're forming relationships with various different financial institutions. And that to me is critical.
Critical. As my business is based on a generational wealth, you know, I started and people kind of laughed at me when I said I was bringing the children on as part owners. And I was like, why is that funny? And what it was is because I was in a big corporation. They didn't understand that by me making them employees, opening checking and savings account at a credit union, established credit for them. And now here they are adults and they have that. And so we need to teach our community that, like, it's really important. It's without an account, you can't buy anything. You can't buy a house, a car, anything. You have to be able to track your money. And I get it because of our community's history and people taking advantage of us that we're like, ah. So what classes or what programs are you going to be offering or have you discussed that will be available to the community?
Yes, we are establishing workshops that people can come to talk about debt remediation, to talk about credit, to talk about home ownership, to talk about what it means when you're refinancing. What does that really mean? Mm-hmm. One of the things, though, that I'm finding also is that we need to talk about our own relationship with money.
Yes,
and how and how we choose to spend our resources, because your money
a whole another show.
So your money is a tool, and when you give it away, it's a tool and it's a source of power. When you give it away, you're giving away that tool, and you're giving away a bit of power. So you should choose how that happens. Are you doing this for a need or are you doing this for a want? Because the more money, the more tool, the more power you keep, the better for you and yours. But when you release it, then you're empowering that person, that thing that you're releasing it to. And so we really have to focus on what is our main goal. And does this transaction that I'm about to enter into meet a current want, or does it drive me toward my main goal? That's what we, and there are a lot of steps in the way of understanding your relationship with money that we need to identify with.
And that's the biggest thing, is the first lesson is what is your relationship with money? And usually it starts with, like you said, with your upbringing. Like even I was never taught about money, right? I grew up very middle class. My mom just wrote checks for everything. And then I was 19 writing checks. And I was like, oh, there's not enough money in the account for that. And you learn real fast, right? But I also feel our spending habits in the Black community really need to be looked at, analyzed, and retaught. We will find value, unfortunately, in buying a pair of shoes for $250 300, 500, but we don't find the value of doing $500 in that savings and not touching that. Because if you do $500 in that savings every month, you've got, it's quick math, you've got $7,500, right? So you've got that. Wait, did I do that math right? Yeah, 70. Wait, no, $6,000. $6,000. Look. While I'm talking here, let me do my math. $6,000. But do that for 2 years, you've got a down payment on the house. But we will so quick go put money into labels instead of putting it into our future. The label does not matter. I get made fun of my purse all the time. But I said, you know, I got to save for retirement. I got to save for these kids going to college. I have, it's just not important to me, you know? And so how are we going to get that out there? How are we going to change that mindset, that financial mindset?
We have to continually, constantly talk about need versus wants. Yes. And what I have told the youth in my family is that there are systems designed specifically for the purpose of separating you from your money. Right. That's their job, and they're very good at it. Yeah. So you have to decide. They are. They're very good at it. You have to decide, is the current shiny object going to get you where you want to go? First, you have to decide, what is it that you're trying to get? Are you trying to get a house? Do you need a car? What is it? And does that shiny object get you to that? If it doesn't, then it's in your way. It's a problem. You need to move it out the way and focus on the end goal.
I agree. You got to focus on the end goal every day. Mm-hmm. So you're doing that. That's wonderful. The credit union. When's the projected date to be open?
You know, that is, that's got to be one of the second most popular questions we get.
Well, roughly.
No, roughly. Okay, so we have the charter.
Yes.
Very good. And so now, the technology onboarding for credit unions is huge. Mm-hmm. And so that process can take anywhere from 6 to 9 months.
So probably like fall of 2025?
Oh no, should be sooner than that.
Okay. Yeah. maybe in a year, maybe spring of 2025.
Yeah, we're going to stick with 6 to 9 months. We've been waiting on this for so long. And while we are in a hurry to get it done. We don't want to miss any key steps.
Exactly.
And so while the onboarding is taking place for the technology, a lot of other things will be going, will be taking place in the background as well. And there were a number of community people who signed up to support this initiative, thousands. And so we will be reaching out to those thousands to keep them informed of our progress and to let them know when it's time to pull the trigger. So there were over $700 million in community and institution pledges captured from people and institutions saying they wanted to make a deposit.
I'll be doing a deposit. I'll definitely be opening an account for sure. Let's say this, Ms. Deborah, this is not just for, this bank is not just for Black people. This is for everyone serving in Hennepin County, correct?
It's the field of membership is anyone who lives, works, goes to school, goes to church, worships, volunteers in Hennepin and Ramsey County. So it is a Black and anyone related to. So if you have a relative in another state who's related to you, but you meet all those categories, they can support this initiative too.
I love that.
Yep. The second question we get is, where is it going to be? Are you going to have brick and mortar? Well, we do have our thumbprint on the location in North Minneapolis. Now, when we can open depends on how quickly people join and we can meet all the milestones that the regulators have put before us. And so it's still a team effort, and we could not have done this without the community support, and we can't continue to move forward without their continued support.
Okay, so we need that brick and mortar open. Because that's all about credibility too, that you're an actual functioning credit union. And then we need the community to come out, support, invest your money into this. This is for everyone. It's just Black led. I love that.
And it is insured, just like a bank is insured by the FDIC. The credit union insures your funds just like that, but it's through the National Credit Union Administration.
Love that. So before we go, also tell them a couple other programs. We've got the monthly events that happen with ABAP. So tell them about that so they know about all that.
Yes. Thank you. ABAP does a monthly community information sharing program. And thank you, Shay, for during our last one where we interviewed the Black City Council women from St. Paul.
So I'm the moderator, you guys, for these.
Yeah. Thank you. But we can have issues ranging from the Black Tax, which is one of our very popular shows we did in the past, home ownership.
We have that coming up.
A whole host of issues. So it's a monthly program. And if people sign up to our newsletter, you'll continually get notices on them and follow us on social media. But everyone is welcome. Most of them are virtual. We occasionally will do some in-person programs, but our intent is to share valuable information so that we can address the economic challenges facing minorities.
Yes, I love it. Yeah, so it's a wonderful platform. How can people find all this info? Where should they go to?
They can go to our website. It's ababmpls.org.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for being an amazing leader in the community, for a great organization, as you keep leading the pack to excellence. This is excellence on all levels. You're teaching people financial freedom. You're connecting community to understand the things that we need to grow together. And so I am definitely humbled and grateful to be a part of this journey and see this come to, you know, to life. It's living, it's breathing. And so great job and kudos.
Thank you, Shay. As a former ABAP board member, I absolutely am thrilled to work with you. I wouldn't want to do this without you. Thank you.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, as always, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful conversation with Ms. Deborah. Make sure you reach out to that website and support their initiatives. They're doing some great work. As always, inhale the positive, exhale the negative. This is Coach Shay with Fitness Revolution, and we will see you next week. Bye-bye.
Check back next week for more on living your healthier lifestyle. And share previous episodes of Shay's podcast with your friends. Log on to ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com.
It's not just another day in your life. Things are changing for the better. At Comcast, we see those changes, and we're thinking about how we use technology today to live, work, learn, and play. And we're building for the future now, so we're better prepared for the wants and needs of tomorrow. That's why Comcast is rolling out multi-gig internet speeds to more than 50 million homes and businesses before the end of 2025, making our already industry-leading network even faster, smarter, greener, and more reliable. Over the decades, Comcast has been your partner, working hard to serve your community. And we'll continue to be your partner. We're expanding our gigabits so you can enjoy the tiny bits that matter most.
People say we're made up. Tall tales. Myths. Think what you want about us, but we can all be certain of this. Recycling is real, and it works. But what happens to your recycling once it leaves your home? Recycled glass is sorted in St. Paul. Then the clear glass is made into bottles for drinks, pickles, salad dressing, and more in Shakopee. At other facilities, plastic bottles get made into new plastic bottles. Recycling exists. Learn the real story behind recycling.
You know Shaletta makes you laugh, but did you know Shaletta Brundage can also make you think and boost your business? Media personality, activist, and comedian Shaletta Brundage founded Shaletta Makes Me Laugh to celebrate and share the best of Black culture. It's a podcasting platform You can download 10 weekly podcasts hosted by African-American subject experts at ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com is also a production house creating broadcast-quality commercial content. And Shaletta and her team of storytellers create powerful promotional campaigns to get businesses the brand awareness they're looking for. Some of Minnesota's top businesses trust Shaletta, and you can too. Get out the word about your events and products and get in front of communities of color with ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. She's got the power to help your business.
Are you a woman known as a good listener? Do you have skills in de-escalating situations? Are you what they call a people person? Then the Minneapolis Police Department would like to meet you. Now in a rebuilding phase, the Minneapolis Police Department is recruiting more women to wear the badge. The department offers career options for women with a high school diploma or GED. There are also opportunities for women with 2- and 4-year degrees who are ready to apply their skills in new ways. Police work makes a great second career for social workers, teachers, nurses. Women in their 30s and 40s are welcome to apply. There's no age cap. You'll be paid while you train and mentored by veteran women officers invested in your success. Minneapolis also welcomes current police officers to join the state's largest department. Make a difference on the streets, working in your community, in a career with competitive salaries and generous benefits. Go to MinneapolisMN.gov and search police jobs to find out more.
Planning a trip during spring break? Traveling can bring you in contact with folks from many different places where viruses like COVID-19 are spreading. When you're traveling, it's often impossible to avoid crowded spaces, so protect yourself and take precautions. Make sure you're up to date with COVID-19 vaccines before you leave home, and don't travel if you're sick. Wearing a well-fitting, high-quality mask is an additional prevention strategy that you can choose to further protect yourself and others from respiratory viruses in busy places with poor ventilation, like airport jets, airplanes when the ventilation system is off, or when using public transportation. Respiratory infections are the leading reason why travelers seek medical care. People 65 and older and those with a weakened immune system are at highest risk for COVID-19, whether at home or away. If that describes you, talk to your healthcare professional for specific recommendations before deciding to travel. Take precautions so viral infections won't get in the way of your vacation fun.
If you live in an older home, it may contain lead-based paint on walls, woodwork, and windows. Even more bad news, lead exposure can be dangerous to young children and impact their brain development. And now, the good news. Hennepin County will fix lead hazards in your home at no cost to you.
We were worried because of the paint in the windows in the bedroom. They were peeling and chipping, and we know that when paint peels and chips, and it looks a certain way, that's possibly lead. We were worried for our children more so than anything.
Eligible homes can qualify for up to $15,000 in upgrades. You may even qualify for new energy efficient windows. Don't worry, Hennepin County has a trusted list of pre-approved contractors. You won't even have to find companies with correct licenses or certifications.
I've just done a test and it's positive. So we know that this is lead-based paint, and we know it's a hazard because it's creating dust every time this window moves and opens. And if you look in here, that's just full of lead paint chips.
You won't have to stay with your cousin while you're getting the lead out. Hennepin County even pays for you and your family to stay in a hotel while the work is underway. The last good news is how easy it is to apply. Just go to hennepin.us/lead control to get started.
I'm really happy with the program. We can go to bed knowing that our children are safe.
That's hennepin.us/lead control. Tell your friends about it.
Are you getting older and feeling concerned about staying safely in your own home? Or maybe it's your folks you're worried about. I get it. It's not easy getting older, especially when the house is starting to show its age too. There is help available.
Individuals want to maintain and stay in their own homes for as long as they can. In Rebuilding Together Minnesota, we provide the opportunity, we provide the programs for them to do that.
Rebuilding Together Minnesota has been helping eligible older Minnesotans and those with disabilities stay safe and healthy for more than 20 years.
Our central AC unit was non-functional. We had plugged a portable unit in to the living room. What ended up happening was our electrical outlet melted, and it was getting to be 90 degrees in here. Meyer was told about Rebuilding Together Minnesota by his daughter.
She said, "Well, Daddy, you need to sign up." I said, "Do I qualify?" She said, "Well, you're a disabled veteran, you qualify."
So we provided a new air conditioning unit for the homeowner and also new electrical service all through this veterans program that we have.
Thanks to Tom and Rebuilding Together Minnesota, we're able to maybe go out and get a hamburger every now and then.
To find out if you qualify, go to rtmn.org. That's RTMN for Rebuilding Together Minnesota. Or if it's easier, call 651-776-4273 and tell your friends. Trust me, this is news they can use.